What's good, podcast fam? Thanks for joining me. This episode is going to be about men who go their own way, or MGTOW. MGTOW, or men who go their own way, is basically masculism, but without the disdain for equality in most cases. Masculism is defined as the advocacy for the rights or needs of men and boys, and the adherence to or the promotion of attributes, opinions, values, attitudes, and habits, regarded as typical of men and boys. Many definitions also include a hatred for the idea of equality for women. Men who go their own way is basically masculism, but without the hatred for equality. Many explanations of it include equality as the justification for the complete disregard of traditional masculine values as it pertains to treating women differently than men. The core belief is that men have been placed in an unequal place in society, that double standards serve women over men, and that men have been vilified and demonized, therefore rejecting society's standards and criticisms and ideas pertaining to masculinity, rejecting the needs for women and the needs of women. There's also a subgroup of these guys who take it to the next level and swear women off completely, which to me just sounds like a life sentence of chicken choking, but whatever. Of the men who still need sex from women, they have decided that a woman's value to them starts and stops at that, nothing else. They have an us versus them attitude in regards to women. These men are simply fed up with the judgment they feel and mistreatment that they personally receive from women. Their ideology tells them that they relate to women through sex only. They have no need or desire for love or partnership. They have liberated themselves. Some guys go out and conquer the world along with many women with that freedom. Others live a lonely life sitting on a couch next to a bottle of the finest skin moisturizer that money can buy. People ask me what I think of this. Nothing. I've never really taken enough shit from anyone to be that fed up. Women have done me dirty, but maybe I just didn't hit my limit or quota. I personally think that manhood is about endurance, resilience, and strength. Not tucking tail and jacking off in my house alone for the rest of my life to avoid another romantic disappointment. Maybe I'm oversimplifying. Honestly, they have a right to feel the way they feel. I see them no different than feminist extremists. Again, extremists. That despise men and only raise their voices to insult them. Feminism is a broad spectrum. Many have told me that I'm what's wrong with the world because they are feminists. But others have told me they love me and the world needs more people like me because they are feminists. Hell, two feminists from different homes could meet on the street as strangers, look each other right in the face, and not have a damn clue what the other one believes. At least that's true in a lot of cases. I speak to a lot of feminists. Pay enough attention to my comment section and you'll find insults from me and any other man, capital M-A-N, that dares not to drop dead in place. How dare I breathe? How dare I have an opinion on women's dating habits? I've been called some vicious names by self-proclaimed feminists. The difference with me is that I never cared enough or felt hopeless enough to develop a defensive ideology like those men who go their own way guys. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. The loudest voices are usually the harshest. Men who go their own way is what happens in response to the harshest voices of feminism misrepresenting the whole. Men who go their own way are the harshest ideologies of men misrepresenting the whole. These opposing extremes disregard the gray areas as it relates to relationships between men and women. I can both be absolutely sick of women using men and the often narcissistic level victimhood I see in so many women while also understanding that we need each other to survive. And respecting and honoring and caring about the needs of women deserving of my time. Women can be absolutely disgusted at the weak character and destructive abusive type patriarchy subscribed to and displayed by many men, while also not growing hatred for all men. I don't mind that these men and women have gone their own ways. What I despise is the damage that all of us in the middle must incur in the battle of the sexes. I hate that the two most extreme portions of these groups have convinced so many that these are the only realities. I can't stand to hear of men proudly manipulating women because they have chosen that life. To subscribe to the common ideas of pimps and pickup artists in order to trick a woman out of sex is despicable. To literally be at war with women is small. It's tired. It's actually feminine. Just like a man should never raise his hand to a woman, in most cases, 99% of the cases, no man should ever subscribe to a lifestyle that puts him at war with women. I believe it's feminine to go to war with women in any way, whether it's physical or psychological or intellectual. Men should go to war with men, and men only. But what the hell do I know? Apparently nothing to these guys, because they despise my videos too. In many instances, it's been observable that American institutions favor men in the boardroom, but women in the courtroom. That's not absolute, of course, but it would take a considerable effort to not recognize the pattern. Men cite the custody battles and the divorce court proceedings and, you know, some of the accusations that men don't necessarily have to be proven to have done for a woman to, you know, win in the courtroom. And women often cite the disproportionate amount of pay. That's a fact. It's very observable. You can Google it. You can look at it. You can really check pay for pay. They have to work harder many times. They get paid less still. And if they are offered the positions, it's only because a lesser qualified man sometimes turned it down or wasn't, for whatever reason, available for it. I've witnessed this at my job. I've witnessed this at other people's jobs. It does happen. Just like men sometimes get the short end of the stick in divorce courts and in certain cases where a woman has accused them of something. The men who swear off women now often point to the Me Too movement and the Believe Women movement, which gained a lot of steam recently. Both movements have good intentions, but both have been weaponized against men who were innocent. To simply believe anyone because of what they have between their legs is a fallacy, but so is not believing them for the same reasons. Men who go their own way often cite women getting away with a lot of things socially that men would be ostracized or jailed for, which is true. They have fears of being accused of things by women and never recovering, which happens. The term rape culture has gotten popular lately. This has sent a great many men their own way. Do I agree with them? No. Could I blame them? No. I personally think rape is rape, and everything else is everything else. To throw every undesirable thing that men do to women or with women into a bundle and call it rape culture lacks tact and context to me. Story time. I used to sneak into the gym at school to lift weights when no one was around. One day I went to sneak into the gym to work out and I walked in on a gangbang about to happen to a girl I knew with about 5 or 6 guys. I'll never forget the relief in her eyes when I walked in and she knew she was safe and didn't feel the need to falsely agree to what was happening anymore. She was trying to look ready, but she wasn't. She was touching them back, but she was terrified. I walked in. Man, what the fuck's going on here? Oh, man, it ain't nothing, bruh. It ain't nothing, bruh. I put her out the room. She couldn't run fast enough. I stood there for a minute, hoping someone's objections turned physical. No challengers. So I walked out. About 30 minutes later, I bumped into her while she was waiting on her ride. She was still shaking up. I gave her one of my speeches about decision-making and judgment and choosing the right guys. She was emotional. I couldn't tell if she was more grateful, relieved, or ashamed. Her eyes were red and still watering. She thanked me sincerely, and I told her if she ever needed advice about guys, come to me. I suppose she was the first woman I ever really wanted to help. I'm not sure if I did. She liked one of the guys a lot, and he was leveraging her affections to entertain his friends. This type of shit is why extreme feminists hate men. It's a damn good reason. But in that same breath, society doesn't allow us to ask that young lady, what the hell were you doing in that position in the first place? You were doing ho shit and it got out of hand. Stop doing ho shit. We're only allowed to chastise the young men who rightfully deserve it. However, in their hyper-aroused states, hadn't realized that while she was not being forced, she was under pressure, and pressure multiplied is force. I know I seem like the hero in this story, but that same year, I catcalled a woman to get her attention. It worked. Catcalling has been categorized as part of rape culture. To say that I have the propensity to rape because I have catcalled a couple of women when I was younger is asinine. I can assure you that rape was not on my mind when I yelled, "Hey, beautiful. Hey, not you. You. How you doing? What's your name?" There was a time you couldn't be fine and walk past me without me approaching you. And if you got too far away and you couldn't hear me with my normal voice, oh, you were getting a catcall. Rape wasn't my thought. It was, oh shit, she's getting away. Hold on now. Wait a minute now. Time out now. Let me talk to you. Some men aren't disrespectful, but some men say egregious things when catcalling. Is it right or appropriate? No. But is it rape? Hell no. Men who go their own way are considering the extreme labeling of situations like this for behaviors they don't think are that bad. They don't want to be vilified for just being men. And they have a point to a degree. Both sides have valid points against each other. Feminism was first meant to empower women, but empowerment requires responsibility. Those individuals refusing responsibility can never be empowered. We have to be able to ask that young woman what she was doing there, why she made that decision, and tell her not to do it again. You cannot be empowered and also be irresponsible. That's not how that works. And again, feminism has such a broad range of beliefs. From the outside looking in, these men can't tell what is or isn't anymore. It has all begun to look like a threat to their equality. So they've gone their own way. Society loves to label, and these two groups at their most extreme points have accepted that those labels are absolute. There are men who go their own way who don't absolutely despise women, and there are feminists who don't absolutely despise men, but we don't hear about them much. Somebody asked me if these groups, along with us middle of the road, men and women can get along or coexist. My answer is, we are. I don't know how long we can, because there are those who hide their intentions and their beliefs to get over on the other or get revenge on the other. They are at war. These ideas have clashed, and it's put a lot of us undeserving, uninvolved people right in with it. Part of the reason I try to teach a little bit of sexual conservatism with the young women that I teach is that I understand that so many of these men who have gone their own way subscribe to the pimp ideology that you must manipulate a woman into doing what you want her to do. It pains me to hear about the stories of women who thought they were falling in love, or who thought a man was falling in love with them, who was only using them because he subscribed to one of these ideas. The danger in both of these extremes is not that they might find each other and be right. It's that they might find us all, the rest of us in the middle, and be wrong, but give us the same treatment anyway. Again, that we might be casualties of war. We might pick this one up again in the future. I think I've talked long enough about it. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for subscribing. Favorite the podcast. Give me a rating on the podcast. Let Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, all of the casting, whoever, know that this is an important podcast and it's something that you should be distributing. Thanks for coming over from my YouTube. Thanks for your support. Thanks for your love. I'll get with y'all later.